US President Donald Trump and Shinzo Abe will today sit down for talks aimed at easing tensions between Washington and Tokyo over trade. They spent yesterday playing golf, watching sumo wrestling and eating Japanese grilled delicacies, and today President Trump will become the first foreign leader to meet Japan's new emperor. In a trip focused on personal diplomacy, the Japanese government has spared no expense in its attempts to woo the American leader, but there's no guarantee they'll see eye to eye. North Asia correspondent Jake Sturmer reports from Tokyo.
Outside Tokyo's Ryogoku Great Sumo Hall, the presence of US President Donald Trump meant extra security checks and long wait times in the hot sun. Many people weren't happy. Yuko Takeuchi told me that while the politics of the visit couldn't be helped, the cancellation of sumo-related events and restrictions ruined what's normally a fun day. She says she hopes he quickly goes home to America.
Donald J. Trump, America
Inside, President Trump watched on and was cheered as he presented a large eagle-capped trophy to the summer Grand Sumo Tournament's victor, Hideki Asanoyama. Japanese government sources say this trip is all about making sure the US president is as relaxed as possible ahead of formal talks today when Washington's big trade imbalance with Tokyo is certain to come up. Trump has made clear he's unhappy with Japan's $68 billion US dollar trade surplus with the United States, much of it from auto exports, and he wants a two-way deal to tackle it.
The Prime Minister and I talked a lot today about trade and military and various other things. I think we had a very productive day.
Though Japan has said North Korea's recent missile launches were a violation of UN resolutions aimed at halting Pyongyang's nuclear and missile programs, Trump said yesterday he wasn't concerned about them and was confident that the country's leader, Kim Jong-un, would keep his promises. President Trump will today also meet the families of Japanese citizens abducted by North Korean spies. Takuya Yokota, the brother of Megumi, who was snatched when she was 13 in 1977, says he wants to tell Trump that he shouldn't lift tough sanctions on Pyongyang without the return of all abductees.
We as the families will not accept partial return of abductees. We want them to return immediately. The Japanese government will tell this to North Korea, but I would like the US government to support this. I want to tell President Trump face to face.
The families are hoping the US might be able to eventually facilitate a meeting between Kim Jong-un and Shinzo Abe. Any hint of progress over an issue that's been stalled for decades. This is Jake Sturmer in Tokyo, reporting for AM.